Across Atlanta, billboards are going up with this message, clearly intended to shock. Black children are an endangered species. The billboards have sparked a debate in Georgia over whether those who provide abortions are targeting minority communities. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
On the billboard is a black and white photo, a close-up of a black toddler's face. He looks troubled, nearly in tears. The caption in bold letters reads, "Black children are an endangered species." Catherine Davis with Georgia Right to Life says the billboards are meant to grab people's attention.
They don't know the impact that abortion is having on the black community. And so we wanted to awaken the community to the holocaustic impact abortion has had.
The billboards have raised the ire of some who live here.
It's incredibly offensive, and it's just horrific to have to drive by it every day.
Heidi Williamson is with Sister Song, a reproductive health group for women of color. According to the CDC, in 2006, more than 50% of the abortions in Georgia were performed on black women, while African Americans make up about 30% of the state's population. While Williamson acknowledges the numbers, she sees the billboards as an attack on black women.
The enemy is not black women. The enemy is poverty. The enemy is uninsured children and not properly funding education so that we can make sure that there are comprehensive sex education programs and pregnancy prevention programs.
Williamson says making a choice when and whether to have children is a woman's right. About 60 billboards have gone up in Atlanta so far. Another 20 are expected by next week. They direct people to a pro-life website that claims abortion is an assault on the black community and says Planned Parenthood and other clinics are targeting minorities to exterminate them. Again, Catherine Davis with Georgia Right to Life.
I believe the abortion industry is advertising. They're making it attractive. They're framing it in terms of civil rights in order to pull this particular demographic into their abortuary. Happens every day.
Abortion rights activists deny the allegations. They say 86% of Georgia counties do not have an abortion provider. Of the 15 providers that exist, just 4 are in predominantly African American neighborhoods. In addition to the billboard campaign, a bill filed this week in Georgia would make it a felony to solicit or coerce a woman to have an abortion based on the race, color, or sex of a fetus or parent. Leola Reese with Planned Parenthood of Georgia says the law is just another attempt to restrict abortion.
I think that these kinds of bills are a real distraction from the overwhelming issues that we have in this state. I think that the community is going to become quickly tired of this kind of tactic.
Law professor at Georgia State University Lynn Hoag says the bill violates the First Amendment rights of clinics and women's right to privacy.
It's absurd that the law would purport to identify certain reasons that you could not use or could not have as a reason for having an abortion. They may not appeal to everybody, but certainly if, you know, the reason for having an abortion is you don't want to carry a pregnancy to term, and whatever reason shapes that decision is constitutionally protected.
While the debate continues in Georgia, the Radiance Foundation, which created the billboards, says it's in talks to expand the endangered species campaign to Washington, D.C., and perhaps to other cities. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.